Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Yankees make history. I am Sean Guastamacchia with your news update. The Bronx Bombers pound the Orioles 15-3, hitting 7 home runs, their most on the road in more than a half century. Gary Sanchez hit 3 home runs. Clint Frazier slammed 2. And as for Baltimore, Chris Davis went 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. He is now 0-for-23 with 13 Ks to start the season. And going back to last season, he's hitless in his last 44 at-bats. That's since September 14th of last year. Too shy of the major league record for a position player, according to the Elias Sports Bureau.
I could do that for $23 million dollars a year.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what I'm saying? Listen, who's the real winner here, though, guys? He's still collecting $15 million a year.
Chris Davis is the real winner. I'm telling you, though. Absolutely. If you tell me he's going 0-for-23, whatever it is, I'll literally bunt 23 times. At least I'll move the runners over.
Yeah. He's not even making contact. I mean, it's
what I'm saying.
Brutal. I don't know what's worse right now. We'll talk about this next time. I don't know what's worse. Trevor Rosenthal of the Nationals or Chris Davis right now of the Baltimore Orioles. Two guys that they can't hit water if they fell out of a boat. Like, he can't get an out, and he can't even put the bat on the ball. Just awful what's going on with some of these players.
Eugenio Velez went hitless in his final 46 at-bats in the 2011 season for the Dodgers.
Okay, good. There's a trivia question. There you go.
$23 million to do so.
Woof. Yeah. No, well, definitely not.
He's in the fourth year of a 7-year deal, so still some time left for Chris Davis. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Mike Trout continues to smash. He led the Angels to a 7-2 win. The $400 million man went deep for the fourth straight game as the Angels beat the Rangers 7-2. But this game was delayed for 5 minutes because of a swarm of bees. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
That was crazy out in the bullpen.
Yeah. What are you going to do, right? Trout now has 5 home runs, and he had 5 home runs in the 4-game series and became the fourth Angels player to connect 5 times in one series. The 2-time AL MVP went 6-for-11 with 9 RBIs in the series, so he continues to get it done. You mentioned it earlier, Joe, the Dodgers 12-6 winners over the Rockies. Cody Bellinger had 3 hits, including his major league leading 7th home run of the year, and he has hit safely now in 11 straight games dating back to last year. The Dodgers have 24 home runs and in 10 games. They've scored 29 runs in the series against the Rockies, and they swept them for the second consecutive season.
Mashing.
Yeah.
Mashing that dude.
I mean, they hit 8 home runs on opening day. You know, like, they're just going to keep it rolling out west.
I tell you what, you know, that's why I like A-Rod. I don't mind A-Rod as an announcer. He did that side-by-side thing last night with Bellinger's swing, and, you know, he nailed it spot on. The big difference between Bellinger this year and what we've seen in the past is attacking the damn ball. When you watch his swinging right now, he's not waiting for the ball to come to him. He is attacking the baseball, and he is mashing it everywhere it goes. You can't throw anything by him. You can't fool him. Like, he is going up there And this is the big difference between guys that are hitting 100 right now, like Nolan Arenado and Bellinger. Bellinger's going, throw me anything, I'm going to hit it. You can see it. And Arenado's like, oh, I hope you throw me something I can hit right now. And that's the big difference. Even this early on, confidence is a big, it's playing a big, big role in some of these guys at bats.
In the NBA, guys, Golden State clinches the number one seed in the Western Conference with a blowout win over the Clippers. The Rockets make history. They set the NBA mark with 27 three-pointers. Eric Gordon led the team with 8 of those. James Harden finished with 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. And in the Eastern Conference, Brooklyn and Orlando both win clinch playoff spots. That leaves one spot in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have a one-game lead over the Miami Heat and the Charlotte Hornets with 2 games to play. NFL news, Antonio Brown continues to be in the news, continues to be a drama. On Sunday, Antonio Brown called out Juju Smith-Schuster's former teammate on Instagram by saying, emotion boy fumbled the whole postseason in the biggest game of the year. Everyone went blind, too busy making guys famous. Not enough reality these days. By the way, check the list, and there was a picture of Juju Smith-Schuster as the MVP of the Steelers that I guess Antonio Brown didn't like. And then Juju Smith-Schuster, he clapped back. He said on Instagram, all I ever did was show the man love and respect from the moment I got into the league. I was genuinely happy for him when he got traded to Oakland with a big contract, and now he takes shots at me on social media. Crazy how big that ego got to take shots at people who show you love, shaking my head.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew he was a diva. We all knew.
What a terrible look for him, man. Just an really absolute is. Terrible look for him.
Because like, the thing is, honestly, Joe, he won. He got everything he wanted. He won. Now shut up.
What are you doing? Why are you taking shots at it? Like he said, man, I've done nothing but show you love. What are you taking shots at me for, man? I don't get it. I don't get
good
it.
For
good luck,
too,
Oakland. Yeah, good luck, Oakland. Yeah, let me know how it works out for you.
All right, that's your news update for this hour, guys.
Thank you, sir. Well, let this ride out. Welcome to Miami, Joe.
Been there, done that.
Bienvenido a Miami.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number 2 on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome in. I hope your weekend was a profitable one, and it's just getting started here. We got a lot more ways to help you guys make it rain this week. Masters, we'll dive into a little Masters talk coming up this hour. Can Tiger do it? Can Rory get the slam? Is Jordan Spieth, could this be the tournament that that flips a switch for him? All sorts of questions and storylines. We'll talk about that coming up. Of course, the NCAA national title game. That's tonight. Texas Tech taking on Virginia. Virginia is a 1-point favorite right now, over under, hovering around 118. This will, without a doubt, be one of the ugliest basketball games, national championship games in history. Count on it. If you love defense, if you love maybe the first one, the 50 winning, tonight very well could be the game for you. I will also say this. This is probably going to be, unfortunately, one of the least watched national championship games in the history of it due to the fact that you have Virginia and Texas Tech, and outside of those two fan bases, without the star power of a Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, and by the way, this is only the fourth time in the last 32 years, we're not talking about at least one of these teams in the Final Four, at least national championship, so they're going to have a problem getting eyeballs on the screen here tonight, Dane, I would think. Probably not the biggest draw. Probably would have been a lot better if Zion was still in it.
Yeah, that is probably true. You know, even they were holding out hope that Michigan State, as kind of a blue chipper with Izzo there, would start to bring, you know, help ratings. I got to tell you, though, Joe, all the more reason that sports investing is really important to the sports world, right? You just talked about it. The ratings will be down. You said unless you're Texas Tech or unless you're in Virginia or unless you got a couple of shekels on this game. That'll keep you interested until the final whistle. And I know we'll be talking about that on the other side of the break, Joe. The question I've got to ask you is with this total at 118, Do you think, you know, everyone's talking about it's a race to 50, 55. Is there a chance you could zig when people zag and maybe this game is just in the low 60s? Is there any chance to bet the over in this game?
Well, there's always a chance, whether or not. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you where the sharps are rolling and where the Joes are rolling. We'll break that down for you coming up this hour.
Everyone says it's going to happen one way, so I want to go the other way.
Yeah, it could be, but be careful there. We got some trends and angles we'll share with you coming up this hour.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Get ready for the Masters. Unlike any other ever, any other tournament ever, you'll be a part of the Masters, getting ready to take center stage in the golf world. A lot of eyes, a healthy Tiger Woods finally. A lot of eyes will be centered on Augusta, Georgia this week. We'll talk a little bit about that, throw out some of those early odds, some of the guys that we like. We'll do that coming up bottom of the hour. But it's being billed as the ugliest national championship in the history of national championships. And that is what we are looking at here tonight when Virginia takes on Texas Tech. Yes, it was a long, winding road in order to be able to get this place that we are tonight. But it's going to be, I think, a little refreshing to see these two teams go at it, because they are here not because they chuck it up from three-point range all the time.
Right.
But they are here. And yes, you know, Virginia tends to do that from here and there, but they are here. Both of these teams are here because they play defense. And, oh, yeah, both of these teams are here because they are very, has the word? I don't want to say senior laden, but they are very experienced. Yeah, they're very experienced here. Texas Tech's got a couple of graduate transfers on this team. Right. Mooney's one of those guys.
South Dakota.
They've got themselves some. These are guys that made a decision that we were going to win. They've got a coach in Chris Beard who said, listen, we can't compete with the Dukes and the Kentuckys of the world, right? These ones and dones, they're not going to come to Texas Tech. But what we are going to get is a bunch of kids who are going to grind it out, that are going to be they're going to will themselves into some games and into some situations they probably normally shouldn't be in. And that's kind of what you've got here with Texas Tech, who lost embarrassingly to West Virginia in the Big 12 championship. Not a lot of love given to this team, but they've done what they've done very well all year long, which is play defense. And Virginia, you know, we talked about it earlier. They are the favorite here tonight, a 1 point, 1.5 point favorite, depending on the book. But the truth is, nobody has gotten less love as a number one seed than Virginia. And they were the least chosen number one to advance this far. Nobody had them. It was certainly Duke was in there, North Carolina. Yep. Even Gonzaga got more love than Virginia did to this particular point from a bracket standpoint. So nobody every time Virginia's like, oh, they're lucky to be here. They're lucky to be here. And they're never going to be there. And to those naysayers, has Virginia maybe been a little overvalued? Absolutely. They're 1-4 against the number right now in the tournament. So certainly Vegas has put a bigger number on them and thought better of them than actually has shown. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The NCAA tournament isn't about, you're not getting style points. You have to survive in advance. And for a team that last year was the joke for an entire year of college basketball for losing to a 16 seed, the only number one ever do it, they had to wait an entire year to get to this moment. With a lot of that team still remaining here on Virginia, this could be the ultimate redemption story tonight for a Virginia team going up against the scrappy kids nobody's ever given a chance, who have all come together. So from a storyline perspective, I love what we have. I just don't know that we're going to be able to sell it on a national landscape, probably going to be one of the worst rated national championship games that we've seen.
Yeah, the public probably aren't into the storylines that we're talking about here. They would have rather have seen, you know, the one and done kids from Kentucky or Duke or something like that, or the story of Gonzaga finally breaking through on a championship level. But I love this Virginia Cavaliers team, Joe. Let me tell you something. If you ask me, remember before the tournament started, Joe, you asked me to give out one school who I liked. And I said Virginia, you know, and I told you that because I was like, oh, in the ACC, everybody's talking Duke. Everybody's talking Carolina. Don't get it twisted. Don't forget about Virginia, who's a great school who plays defense. I also think I like the story after them losing as a one seed last year to UMBC. But I think it's true, Joe. I remember we did a poll. We did a poll question about, like, which one seed will be the first to fall. And Virginia won that. You know, we asked who you thought would win the national championship going into the Final Four. Michigan State won that. People have been disrespecting the Virginia Cavaliers for a little bit too long. I love the way they bring their game defensively, most notably. Then when you got Ty Jerome. Then when you got, you know, Kyle Guy and things like that. But they also have been lucky a little bit, you know, Joe, and I think maybe that's part of what fans see as well. You know, they got the foul at the end of the game. Remember against Purdue, where the guy who I think looked like Cisco with his bleach blonde hair hits that 15-foot jumper to force it to overtime. So maybe the public is seeing that they're just scratching their way through. But this is a good Virginia squad that's been in the, you know, the ACC all season long. Their only losses this year, Joe, have been to Duke. You know what I mean? So we'll see if they could get it going against Texas Tech in what should be like an early mid-90s Eastern Conference kind of game in the half-court set. It will be rugged. Get your elbow pads ready. But what do you think about this total, Joe? 118, man. I mean, that's like a 59-59 game. But I have a weird feeling. You know how you say all the time, like with Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray, everyone thinks this is going to happen? So go the other way. Everyone thinks this is going to be just a, like, slow defensive battle. I know Virginia can hit threes. You know, part of me feels like going the other way on this and thinking that, you know, at least they can score in the low 60s and get to the low 120s in a total.
Well, if it's going to happen that way, if the over is – a couple of things need to go on in the game. If the over is going to be the play for you – then you have to assume that Virginia is going to be able to score. Because if either of these two offenses, more confidence in Jared Culver and what they can do and how they can score, just like we witnessed it against Michigan State, I've got more confidence in Texas Tech being able to score 60 or more than I do Virginia. So I do think that if anybody, you got to look at Virginia and go, do I think Virginia can get to 60? If you do, I'm going to assume I think that Texas Tech can definitely get to that 58-60 mark. I think so. The question is, do you think Texas Tech's defense is going to allow Virginia to be able to get off, and are they going to shut down Guy? You know, keep in mind, the guy that they, Guy, obviously.
From, hey, Guy.
Yeah, you know, hey, Guy from Virginia, the hero here, he is their, he's kind of their bread and butter. And just like Cassius Winston from Michigan State was their bread and butter. And what did they do? Well, Texas Tech put Jared Culver on Cassius Winston and shut him down. And I would not at all surprise me if we see the same thing here tonight. So that means if you don't have him, Virginia, to kind of rally around, if you can't go to him, who else do you trust on Virginia to be able to score those big buckets? And will they score enough of them to be able to get you that 60 points? If they don't, you're probably looking at 50. And if that's the case, is the over the smart play there, given what we know about Texas Tech? Because there's only one guy really that fears me. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to get
Jerome in Virginia.
Yeah,
that would score.
Do you have enough? I mean, of all those three guys, which guy do you think you have the most confidence in? Because he, in all likelihood, is going to get shut down. And if he gets shut down, that means the other two guys are going to have to step up. I don't see points in the paint. I don't see, you know, rebounding is also going to be a huge, second chance opportunities is going to be huge. Who can box out? The game has 110 points written all over it. You know what I mean? 110, 115 points. You'd need an extraordinary effort offensively, I think, from Virginia to see that over hit. It is possible. We just haven't seen it this point. And the recipe for Texas Tech, put Culver's going to go on the guy that is going to cause the most problems for him. He's done a pretty good job of shutting each one of those guys. Yeah, exactly it. And he's done a good job doing it. And three-point defense is what it is all about. And Texas Tech, they've got, both of these teams, two of the best three-point defenses in the country. Which one is going to come through? And if neither do, then you're looking at 105 points.
Right. Sounds like you're leaning Red Raiders, Joe. It sounds like you're leaning a little bit Red Raiders because you're like, I know I got faith that Texas Tech can get in the 60s, but can Virginia? It seems like you believe in this Red Raiders defense to keep the clamps on.
I believe in their offense more than Virginia's, given the two defensive matchups. I think they have more options to score. I worry about the over. To me, this is an under game, and that's the way I'm going to lean as opposed to a side. So we'll talk more about what these teams need to do in order to claim victory, plus the Masters coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports. Nobody on that Celtic team could ever have gotten away with all the crap these younger guys have. Bird, McHale, Parrish, they would have thrown these ML Carr, they would have thrown those guys off the team in 2 seconds. Those guys were all about team. But I really do believe these guys, these millennials, these young guys, they don't play the same way. Cliff Kingsbury and using a cell phone during meetings to give them breaks to go on a cell phone. Do you know how ridiculous that is?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college
college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments that they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
The Masters on this way this week. It is Masters week, the first major of the season in golf, and it's usually the first time people will start diving into a little golf, maybe put a couple of bucks down on some fan favorites like Tiger or Rory, and we'll talk about some of the storylines this week, and there certainly are some intriguing ones in Augusta, Georgia. But to piggyback what we were just talking about, Texas Tech, Virginia tonight, some of the angles to go here tonight. Which way should you go? Do you like it? Is it too low? Should the over be there? Is there a prop bet or two out there? And you had mentioned the points. With Guy in Virginia on where is he going to be. I think the same can be made for Jarrett Culver. I do think Virginia is going to gang up on him. Right. The difference for me is, let's say, all right, Culver's going to go with Guy, and they're going to double team him. They're going to double team Culver as well. Virginia's not going to let Culver go off. So I kind of like the prop. He's at 17.5 points. I would take the under there, because I don't think Culver is going to be able to get off like he has in previous games. But that being said, to me, Texas Tech has got more guys who can score outside of Culver. Mooney can score. Moretti right. can score. Tariq Owens can score even once in a while on the inside. So Culver is going to need to distribute the ball more than actually shoot it. I think he'll do a better job at that. I'm just more confident in the guys around him to be able to score than I am with what Virginia brings to the table. Because make no mistake, whether it be Culver or Guy, may want to look at those unders, those prop bets of points being scored. If they're anywhere at 17 to 18 points for each guy, I got to believe both defenses are going to key on them, shut them down, very much like Culver did to Cassius Winston. They double-teamed him, took him out of his rhythm. Awful shooting day for him. They're not going to allow that to happen to Virginia either.
Right. It's the idea of pick your poison, right? So yes. They're going to make the second-tier guys beat them at this point. If you've been following the tournament, everybody knows that Jarrett Culver, you know, outside of guys named Zion and Ja, you know, is going to be one of these top five picks, right? So if I'm Virginia and you're a big defensive team, I agree with you. You're going to let somebody else beat you. The only issue I would have with that is I believe Moretti – or Mooney, one of those two guys, is literally number one in the NCAA in foul shooting. Okay, yes. Literally something like 93% from the line. So watch that also if you get one of these guys driving to the lane or it's a close game. These guys are going to sink their free throws on the Red Raiders.
Yes. Yeah. The only problem, Tariq Owens, and I mentioned him, is that he was
Didn't he roll an ankle? Yeah.
He did. But the coach came out and said, listen, if this was any other game, he wouldn't probably wouldn't play. But he could he's playing. Them. Yeah, he That's is going. Right. He is playing. And he is their best defender, by the way. One of the biggest difference makers in the country. He is his defensive plus minus plus 10.5 for that team when he is on the court. That is a big, big part of that defense there. So he's not quite Zion Williamson, but he's not that far behind. He is a guy that is critical. Exactly. Especially for the inside there. It's going to be critical. And by the way, the reason they've been able to, you need a rim protector against Virginia, and he has been that guy. So not necessarily great if he's – he doesn't necessarily need to be 100% in order to be effective. It would be great. I don't think he's going to be, but if he doesn't play at all, keep an eye on that. That's going to be a problem. Now, I'll tell you another bet that I'm looking at, which has been straight-up money for Texas Tech, and we've talked about a lot of the second-half wagers – before, but Chris Beard, Texas Tech, is 9-0 against the halftime spread in the NCAA tournament, covering by almost 8 points per game. So Beard is 33-8-1, 80% against the second half spread when facing a non-conference opponent. So this guy, when it comes to second half totals, and we've talked about that, that it's a very cookie cutter method. The way that it works is Vegas just takes what the full game line was. They look at how many points you scored in the first. They do a little math and subtraction, and voila, here's what it should be in the second. The only problem is that Chris Beard is 9-0 to the under on those second half spreads. So keep that in mind when you look at this game. Maybe wait to see what you see in the first half and understand that when it comes to second half, nobody has been better at making adjustments than Chris Beard and Texas Tech. 9-0 and 33-8-1, 80% against to the under in the second half against whatever that spread is. So, and they haven't been great, really big totals, but for some reason, he is able to make those second half adjustments against opponents, especially non-conference opponents, and shut them down. Keep in mind, Michigan State went 5.5 minutes in that final 5.5 minutes of game, didn't score a damn basket. So the under, whatever it may be coming up, keep an eye on it at the second half. The under been one of the most profitable plays for Texas Tech and for bettors this year.
You know, that's a good point, Joe, and I'm going to take it a step further. With this kind of game, Joe, where, like, what is it, a 1, a 1.5 point spread? That's Vegas telling you it's a coin flip kind of game. We're talking about how low the total is, how we expect both of these defenses to kind of rough it up on a little bit. I'm going to say, Joe, you talk about the second half under. I kind of think, isn't this the kind of game where, in general, maybe you wait to see how it plays out a little bit and bet that second half? Like, wouldn't – I think seeing the data from the first half, just in terms of how the game is being played, pace, half court, how rough and tumble is it? How well are these defenses dominating? I would say this could be an interesting night to really hold your money until you see the first half and go second half just in general, because – there's a lot of uncertainty in this game to me, right? Are these teams so close? Are these defenses that dominant? So maybe holding your money and waiting to the second half live wagering, generally speaking, Joe, is a way to attack it.
Yeah, it's not a bad way to approach it, especially since – and what that tells me when you look at a guy and a team like this, that tells me you've got a coach there that can game plan. You've got a coach that is making serious adjustments in second halves of game. He's seeing what you're delivering. He's going in, and you've got two of the best coaches, by the way, right now, two of the hottest coaches in Tony Bennett and Chris Beard and what's happening here. But it tells me that when they go into that locker room, guys, when they come out with a plan, and they execute that plan. And once they see what you're going to do, whatever it was, kind of like Bill Belichick in New England, right? Whatever it was that you had success doing in the first half, you can count on them taking that away in the second half. And that is why he has been so successful, not just here in the tournament, but all year long with Texas Tech. And his entire time there, he has managed to make the adjustments at halftime and go in there, which is why we say it all the time, right? In this tournament, you can't win six grueling games like this to be a national champion without a coach who understands the moment and who understands his team and can go in there and make the X and O adjustments necessary in order to be able to win a championship, which has been one of the biggest problems and one of the biggest criticisms of Coach K over the years, is that, yeah, maybe not the best X and O guy when it comes to it. And he's always talking about things I could have done differently. Well, when you're 80% to the under in second half totals, that tells me you are taking whatever that other team does well and you are shutting it down. And we could go long stretches in this game, both first and second half, where we don't see any baskets made here, man. And that's going to be the interesting part. And I think that's what's going to turn a lot of people off and go, I can't watch this. I mean, how you saw Twitter over the weekend, right? I mean, just in the you had a team in the 50s and the 60s and people were like, I can't watch this. This is awful basketball. It's going to get worse tonight.
Yeah, but that's only if you are loving offense. You know, there is.
Yeah.
It all depends on what you like, because there's some real fans out there. When you see, you know, there's some fans that love a 2-1 baseball game, Joe, instead of all the home runs, right?
Yeah.
There's some fans that love a 13-10 football game instead of all the offense. It's really about what you like. But I do think you don't have the kind of sexy, shiny objects for the public and, you know, for ratings for CBS, right? They're going to have to build this as a defensive struggle. They're going to have to build this as the story of Virginia after losing as the one seed, you know, that sort of thing. That's what, how they're going to have to frame this. But I think in terms of just straight up basketball, it is going to be great to see the defensive rotations, to see the boxing out, to see the kind of get in your kitchen, you know, man to man defense that we're going to see, or the picket line from Virginia. There are people that like this as well. It just won't be sexy and attractive for the layman fans out there, but for your real deal people, or for anyone who has a couple of shekels on the under, you're going to like watching this one tonight.
Isn't there something oddly satisfying knowing that where this game was and where it is right now, basketball in general, where all of these kids that are on the court here tonight grew up watching bombs, watching Steph Curry, being the scoring and the, you know, drop the threes, everything is behind the arc. There's something oddly satisfying about two schools with nothing to do with one and dones who teach old school basketball, that these kids aren't trying to be Steph Curry or James Harden or Russell Westbrook. These kids are actually playing team defense. They are they've got each other's backs, and they understand in order for them to win, they don't need to be Steph Curry. There's just something to me oddly very satisfying knowing that that kind of basketball is still being played on a very high level in this country, where you don't really see this in the NBA at all. And those that are fortunate enough to go on, that's not the game in the NBA. But I do like what we have to see here. I really do.
Yeah. And, Joe, I like it also. Remember, let's look at the NFL. It was the year of offense, right? The spread and touchdowns being scored left and right. Over-unders in the low 60s. Then what do we see in the Super Bowl, Joe? 13-3, 10-3, whatever it was, defensive adjustments we were talking about that Belichick did, you know, and defense still wins championships. It could be nice and fun and sexy, whether it's three-pointers or touchdowns, but eventually you're going to need to grind out. You're going to need to play some defense. Just think about in Major League Baseball in the playoffs, it's about those bullpens and who can really shut an opponent down. In the NHL playoffs, it's about the hot goalie. So everyone likes the shiny, sexy offense, but when the chips are on the table, give me some defense still. That's fun for me to watch.
Yeah. It's going to be a little, it's going to resemble hand-to-hand combat a day back. And the refs haven't been calling it. They've been letting them play. So it's going to be rough and tough here tonight. And it's going to be fun to watch. We'll talk about some Masters, some bets coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So, guys, definitely invite you to tune in to Calling the Shots with Keith Irizarry on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That's going to be weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and Keith will take you around the sporting world. He checks in on live game action. He's also got a daily stream of notable guests that are second to none. And if you're home, you can catch the video feed on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network YouTube page or on your favorite OTT provider. So it's Calling the Shots, Keith Irizarry. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, make sure you guys do on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network YouTube page. Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And nobody quite does it like Keith does. And we enjoy that show an awful lot. We had a chance to host a couple of Super Bowl leading up to the Super Bowl with Keith.
Yeah,
and the guy's a trip, man. Love his stuff and love that show. 8 p.m. tonight, 8 to 11. Make sure you guys check it out. Also, check out coming up the Masters this week, all right? You got Jim Nance and the crew, CBS Sports, getting ready to descend upon Augusta, Georgia, trying to figure out who is going to be this year's first major champion. And there is a lot going on here. We've got the world's best golfers all descending upon there, and there are some stories this week to pay attention to, which will also kind of help you decide which direction you're going to be looking at. I mean, storyline number one to me is, can Rory finally get it done here at Augusta?
Right.
This is the one major he hasn't won over the years. I mean, it's been three or four, I think. It's been a big story now for a while with him, especially when he was rolling. He had a major collapse at this tournament years back, and, you know, Amen's Corner just destroyed him. So he is possibly maybe in the best position, playing some of the best golf right now leading into this tournament. He's got seven top tens on the PGA Tour this year already. He is playing some of the best pre-Masters golf that he has in before. So this could very well be the year that Rory, and you want to talk about a crowd favorite, he will definitely have the crowd roaring behind him there if he is somehow on Sunday within the distance of being able to put it together. On the flip side, you've got Jordan Spieth, who the only tournament seems like he ever plays good at now is the Masters. He is just awful. He's out this year. I don't even think he is what he hasn't had a top 30 finish this year yet. Jordan Spieth. We touched base on him last year. Last week we were talking about what is wrong with Jordan Spieth. Well, it looks to me to be completely in his head. Like he can't get out of his own way. And if there was ever a place that he might be able to get out of his own way, it's the place he's had the most success, which is here at the Masters, because the rest of his game is just atrocious. He has never finished worse than 11th at this tournament. And if he can put it together, if this is the kind of switch that he needs to flip and maybe gets comfortable, Jordan Spieth is another guy you can't count out. But right now, I don't know what the hell is wrong with Jordan. Like, Jordan Spieth to me is an anomaly. Can I see him winning? Yes. Can I see him falling apart, not making the cut? Yes. I mean, he's a tough guy to get a read on going into this this week's action.
Yeah, and I was asking you about Jordan Spieth last week at the Valero, you know, thinking like you mentioned, like he needs it more than others, maybe to just get on that right path mentally. And correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but Spieth actually had like a good weekend last at Valero, except for like the front nine one day where he completely blew up, right? But if you put together like the rest of his rounds,
it wasn't bad.
So I ask you, I'm staring at Jordan Spieth at plus 2,000 right now.
I know.
Could there be some value if that's like where he puts it together, the muscle memory, he feels good at that spot? You know, I got him as the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like the 9th or 10th choice here. Maybe there's some value in that. You mentioned Rory. Dustin Johnson has been playing incredibly. Oh. Like, he's just the stud right now. But I want to ask you about this. I just went back, Joe, and I looked at kind of like the winning score for the last, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 Masters, right? Because they're hanging that as a prop bet. What will be the winning score of the Masters, right? And in essence, it's minus 12. Will it be minus 12 or lower? Or will it be, you know, will the winner be closer to par than 11 or closer? You know what I mean? It's like basically 11 and a half under or better. And I was looking.
It's four under a day. So from Thursday to Sunday, will the leader average at least
three under a day?
Yep.
Right. So, you know, you got to shoot whatever that is, 60, 68, you know, basically. Yep. So that's the way, because for me, Joe, picking one golfer is going to be real tough unless you got people that we could spread it around a little bit, right? So I'm always looking at this over-under. Like, I guess my question is, will there be enough competitive juices? Will they have to push each other on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, or will the course reign supreme? So I ask you, Joe, should I wait till the weather report on Wednesday to make this bet?
Yeah, also keep in mind, too, they changed the course this year. They actually made it even longer. So Yeah, so the 5 toughest holes on this golf course, you know, Amen's Corner, they've actually lengthened the tee boxes, which means that for some guys, instead of hitting 3-wood, you know, and laying up and being safe, they're going to have to play driver this week. So keep that in mind on the toughest holes on the course. They've gone ahead and made them and extended them. Hole number 5 on the front. These are situations where if you're not a long hitter like a Jordan Spieth, right?
But now all of a sudden,
you're going to have to bust out that driver, which is always dangerous at this golf course. You're going to have to use that more often because it's always been about being in the fairway. Just be in the fairway at Augusta and you'll give yourself a chance. But you also can't be in the fairway 150 yards behind guys like Dustin Johnson all the time. And by the way, the further you hit it, the more crap comes into play and the more obstacles come into play. So just keep that in mind. You're going to see some added yardage here, and guys are going to be playing it differently this year. They've also softened up the greens, so that might play in it. And you know as well as I know, it starts raining there. Keep an eye on the weather report. Plays a huge role. Do I see it going 12, minus 12 as a champion? I think you're looking at single digits this year.
Really?
I don't think you're going to get the double digits. I think Augusta is going to... Absolutely. I think you're going to see a battle, which is the way it was for men. You know, you had these last couple of winners that were, you know, 15 under, 12 under. You've had them run away with it. I don't necessarily think it's going to be. There's too many good guys going at it. Added the length. If you get a little weather, I think single digits, maybe 8 or 9 under is probably going to end up winning this this tournament, because I think they're going to go a little more towards the U.S. Open type of scoring than this ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's Augusta. You don't want to be shooting 18 under at Augusta. I mean, come on. You got to you got to at least toughen it up for these guys a little bit, which I think they tried to do by making it a little bit longer. But the other guy to keep an eye on, I don't know what his odds are, is Brooks Koepka, who now has an actual chance to surpass Jordan Spieth and Ty McIlroy on the career major list. He missed last year's Master. He had an injury, don't forget. But then, of course, he came back and ended up winning the U.S. Open over there. And he is good. He's, I believe he's
2,500.
Yeah, he's plus 25. So that would, let's see, a win here would give him three of the last four and four of the last eight majors. And I don't think anybody talks about this guy. It's amazing, but there is no, when it comes to playing in the majors, Brooks Koepka, nobody's been playing better than he has. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he didn't play here last year because of that injury, but that injury didn't stop him from going on and winning another major at the U.S. Open. So Brooks Koepka is definitely a guy I think is going to be on my list of people playing. He didn't play last year, but, man, when it comes to majors, can we really count out Brooks Koepka right now at 25-1?
No, that's an interesting idea there. You got Brooks Koepka at 2,500. There are three other golfers, Joe, at plus 2,500 as well. Names that you know, ooh, Tommy Fleetwood, Paul Casey, and Hideki Matsuyama. So let me ask you this. Even if I don't like Koepka to win it outright, could I take them head-to-head maybe against the Fleetwood or a Casey?
I agree. Yes, absolutely. I mean, my money's going on Koepka here because I truly believe this is a guy. The moment is not going to be too big for him. He has shown that. And when it comes to, he is hanging around. He will
I've seen
be
him
there.
Close before.
Absolutely. He will be here. And I trust that guy more than I trust anybody else on a Sunday at Augusta. This is not a guy that is going to falter. It's going to be fun to watch. The other guy, too, you got to watch because this has been one hell of a year for him already, is our boy Sergio Garcia, who's actually
won here in Augusta.
But this guy is also, this year, he's been disqualified from a tournament in Saudi Arabia, right? He also went at it with Matt Kuchar a couple of weeks ago in a match play, getting all bent out of shape because he missed a putt he thought he should have been given. He has been just, he took, I believe, an eight or hit four balls in the water last year on the par 5 15th. He hit five balls in the water. This is a ticking time bomb ready to go. When he is on, he is going to be he can be there. He can absolutely be there. But, man, judging from what kind of year it's been thus far, he won it in 2017, but he has pretty much been losing his mind this year. So I can't wait. What's his number right now, Sergio?
Plus 4,000. Sergio's
he's 40
at plus 4,000, 40-1. But also, listen, Joe Kuchar, 40-1. My boy Louis Oosthuizen, who's always around, is at 40-1. Tony Finau, 40-1. Adam Scott, 40-1. I mean,
another champion. Yep, another former champion.
Bubba Watson is in that range as well.
Two-time champ.
I mean, there's some names you know out there. Henrik Stenson, who's always around, you know, at 40-1. These are guys that, you know, the moment won't get too big for them. Henrik Stenson is always around in these tournaments, Joe.
Yes.
40-1.
And so is, what is Phil? Because it's funny, we're not talking about Phil Mickelson, but this is another one of these tournaments.
Phil's at 30-1, plus 3,000. He's at the same level. You can get Phil at plus 3,000. You could also get Bryson DeChambeau at 3,000 if you want to play in that level.
Yep. And Tiger, where did they put Tiger right now?
1,500 along him and Ricky Fowler, same odd.
Ricky's
Fowler
the other story.
Plus 1,500. Yeah. They are tied for the fifth choice. Tiger and Ricky at plus 1,500. The only shorter odds are Rory, DJ, Justin Rose, and then at plus 1,200, you can get the big Spaniard, John Rahm.
That is the other narrative here, guys, heading into this week. It has now been 34 straight majors that Ricky Fowler has gone without winning one. And he finished one shot, don't forget, last year, he finished one shot out of a playoff. Him, John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, probably the best players in the world right now without a major to their name. And this is a narrative every year we get to this time, and it just seems, you know, Phil carried this torch forever until Phil was able to push through, and then he got a few. As a matter of fact, Phil Mickelson trying to become the guy that ties both Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods with four of these green jackets. He's got three now. Could he possibly get a fourth? And that's a pretty nice number, too. And listen, Phil's another guy. If he's on, he loves this golf course. you can't count out a Phil Mickelson. I don't know if Tiger's been playing great. Does Tiger have enough in the tank? He's a little maybe overvalued at 15-1. I think I kind of like the value I'm getting with a Phil Mickelson at 30-1 more than Tiger at 15. I mean, Tiger's got to put four consecutive, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back days together. And we haven't seen him do that in quite a long time. It was a great year last year, but so much can go wrong at this this golf course.
One guy that we haven't mentioned that, you know, I'm not as deep into it as you are, Joe, but this is a guy who I know is capable, was the number one player in the world, and I think has been near the top of the leaderboard recently that I can get at 20-1 as well, Joe. Talk to me about Jason Day. Day is a... He's a top player. He's been there before. Does he have it in him?
The problem with Jason Day is health this year. He has not been healthy. He's had to take a few weeks off since the beginning of the year. Actually withdrew from a tournament just a couple of weeks ago. He's got some health issues going on right now, and I think that's why a lot of people are looking at him and going, everything equal? Yes, but given the fact that he's already dropping out of tournaments, not a great day for Jason Day over there, we think. But we'll talk more about this coming up here on the Fantasy Sports.
In this league.
So we came up with this idea that every Diamondbacks loss this season, Bogman would go to Carl's Jr. and we would start with a video series. So the first loss would be a video of Bogman eating Carl's Jr. Every loss after that, there would be a video that follows that would go under the thread, and presumably we might have a 90 to 100 video series.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
That's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testosfin, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
That being said, I think, Cam, I've been wrong on this Mets Washington every over under so far. I'm always wrong.
So you're
going
to stay away. Stay away from it.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not staying away. I'm going back to the well. It's 7. The over under is 7. I'm going the over. It's not going to be a high dollar amount. Okay. It'll be no more than 2030.
You know what they say, George? The definition of insanity is doing the same
thing. Yeah, doing the same thing over and over again.
I'm insane too.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Now, big night college basketball. The season winds down. There will be a champion crowned tonight in Minneapolis. And I don't think for one minute, too, by the way, that the football stadium didn't play a role in some of those numbers that we witnessed in the Final Four. Some of those unders hit. It is going to be a little different. You couple that with the kind of defense that's being played here, it doesn't surprise me at all that both of those those unders ended up hitting. But they've got a game under their belts now, so I think the little depth perception, they've had an opportunity to see it and be there. So there's not going to be any more excuses as far as, oh, we're playing at a football stadium. No, they've been there, done that now. If they don't make the over, a lot of this is going to have to do because both of these teams, Texas Tech and Virginia, can absolutely play stifling defense, which, again, I think is quite refreshing given the fact that most of these kids grew up going, I want to be Steph Curry and throw bombs after bomb after bomb. So it's kind of nice to see that. And I'll tell you also, not that I watched any of it this year because I didn't, but I did happen to catch this weekend's women's national championship game. And guys, I that was probably Notre Dame taking on Baylor. That was probably one of the most entertaining second halves that I have seen in a long time. The game was, Baylor was trouncing them by 17 in the first half. Notre Dame, I'm going, this isn't even a game. And then I flipped back to it just after the second half started there. And I'm watching Notre Dame, and these girls are sharpshooters on both of these teams, man, throwing bombs up. I mean, hitting nothing but net. And they're dishing. It was without a doubt, and it came down to, of course, wouldn't you know it, Notre Dame, their best player, has to hit two free throws at the end of the game in order to be able to tie it. And, you know, she only hit one out of two. But I got to tell you, I could not have been more impressed with the quality of the basketball that I watched there with Baylor and Notre Dame. And I know everyone goes, nah, nobody watching. All right, I get that. But if you're a fan of basketball, the quality of the hoops that I just watched in this game was better than a hell of a lot of the games I've watched from the guys' side.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, like, don't get it twisted. These girls can play.
All right. Damn
right.
These
girls can play. But going right back to it, that's why I was impressed. Kyle Guy knocked down all three of his free throws in a clutch situation. Don't forget, it's tough. In 19 years old, and the eyes of the nation are watching.
It was monster jobs there, and it didn't involve Connecticut. What a shock. All right, here we go. Final hour coming up here. We'll make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.